Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dave Uram from KYW Morning Sports with the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. It's week 6 of the NFL season, short week for the Eagles. They are visiting the New York Giants Thursday night. You know, Merrill, the Eagles lost the other day to the Broncos for their first loss of the season, but they weren't the only undefeated team to lose this past Sunday. How crazy has this league been this year? How crazy of a year has it been so far?
It's been different. It really has been. The Chargers started out the season red hot, and they've been faltering in the last few weeks. And the Giants finally put together a win a week ago, and then they came right back and backed it up by losing to the Saints, one of the worst teams in football.
And then you got the Buffalo Bills, Merrill.
Well, the Buffalo Bills. Here I am thinking the Eagles had every reason to go 5-0, and they lose to a 2-2 team in their home stadium. Well, Buffalo, also undefeated, went into the game against the Patriots, also a 2-2 team, and they ended up losing at the end. So there are no longer any undefeated teams in the National Football League.
It is truly an any given Sunday type
or
of league.
Thursday. Or Thursday, or Monday, or whatever.
And every day of the week except for Wednesday and Tuesday. Every day of the week except for Wednesday and Tuesday. This is quite unusual, you know, because we're talking about an Eagles loss. I get it. There have been some negative stories after some of their recent wins. But this is the first time that we're talking about an Eagles loss, Merrill, since December 22nd, December 23rd of last year. How weird does this feel?
It is strange. It is different, but I think we're spoiled because we just assume, just come into every game figuring another win, they'll find some way to pull it out. But sometimes that just doesn't happen, and it didn't happen this week. But hopefully they will bounce back on Thursday night. But it's nice. This team has now won 20 of their last 22 games, and that's quite a streak. And Jalen Hurts has played prior to this game 18 straight times. He won in games in which he started and finished. So that streak ends, but hopefully he'll begin a new streak.
What's been remarkable about that streak is that the Eagles have won all of those games without Jalen having to throw the ball a lot. And it feels like, and this is not a knock on Jalen Hurts, this is just a comment about balance. It feels like when Jalen has to throw more than he usually does, meaning there's a lack of balance, that it usually doesn't go in the Eagles' favor. You know, the Eagles only had 6 Saquon Barkley rushes on Sunday, and I think 11 carries altogether as a team. How surprising is it that the Eagles have not been able to get the running game going through 5 games?
It's surprising, but it's somewhat understandable also. One of the key guys, and he's a Pro Bowl player, Landon Dickerson, is very much depended on by this team. And he's had injuries both to his back and to his knee. And Sunday, he's injured his ankle. Now he's injured in 3 different spots. But he was out of the game. Lane Johnson did stay in, but he has not played at 100%. And then, of course, you've had other problems. You have Cam Jurgens coming back from surgery. And even though he's out there battling on every play, I'm not sure he's 100%.
And Tyler Steen even has missed a little bit of time so far this season with an injury that he picked up in a recent game and had to go out for a short time. So consistency on the offensive line in terms of continuity with all 5 guys has not been there.
However, I remain confident that they will get it together.
Yeah.
They have the best offensive line coach I've ever been around, and Jeff Stoutland. And he will find ways to bring them together and improve their play. But right now, it's been very tough for Saquon Barkley to to pick up the yards that he did last year. In fact, there was a statistic I saw that showed that last year he was like 2 or 2.5 yards downfield before his first contact. Now his contact is coming almost at the line of scrimmage, that first hit. So he's not getting into daylight.
That shows you that that's on the offensive line, not creating those spaces that they had been creating for him. But they're more than capable of turning it around. And what would you like them to improve on? Not the offensive line, but just the Eagles in general. What would you like them to improve on the most for the next game on Thursday?
Well, I mean, there's the old saying that to win in the National Football League, you've got to be able to run and stop the run. And I think they've got to do a better job of stopping the run than they did Sunday when they faced R.J. Harvey and J.K. Dobbins. They're tough running backs, averaging over 5 yards a game, and they really punished the Eagles' defense.
They did, and it showed as the game went on. Merrill, always appreciate your time. That's the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.